we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
3 years in a row, I can rely on this man. Vivian Montoya is here, executive director of the Norwalk Art Space. 3 years, man. Yeah. You and me sitting in a diner booth,
right? That's
talking
right.
Art. How yeah. are you?
Great. I can't complain. You know, it's always an honor to be here, and we've grown since, and it's, I think, because of people like you who really believe in what we're doing.
Well, I want to first make sure people know about the Art Space, how long it's been around, and what exactly it is that you guys do for the community.
Yeah, we sponsor free art education to the kids of Norwalk, underserved kids of Norwalk. We offer free art classes and free music classes. This year, we actually expanded into providing free meals for registered students, which was a big addition to the program. But it's something that we believe is needed. And it was a huge success. And we're looking to grow our music program in the coming months and offer more art classes.
What has that been like to really expand people's opportunities to dive into the arts? You and I have talked about this, I don't know how many times, but the focus sometimes that we have on, and listen, I got a kid who's in sports, I think it's great, but I do find sometimes that the arts needs a little more TLC, a little more attention, if you will. And your, I think, programs are doing that. You're filling, I think, a need for the people who are creatives, honestly.
I think it's people who are creatives, but also helping our kids to connect with one another.
Yes.
Nowadays, you see the kids coming in, and they're glued to their devices. Mm. They're glued to their phones. And for them to put it away and focus on their projects for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours at a time, and converse with their peers within the same classroom, you see sort of the connection being happening between the two. You see the growth of the kid in their social abilities, and you see the confidence that they're building through the work that they're creating.
Wow.
And just putting the phone down is what we need right now.
Yeah.
Because it's making us more lonely. It's making us more sort of...
And it's stunting our growth a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Studies are showing this.
Right? I mean, it's kind of stunting, obviously, our social, how we can actually talk to one another, make eye contact, things of that nature. But also, even, you know, going back to kind of the creative brain, when you can simplify the world around you and have an easel in front of you or sing a song or again, I just think the arts brings something very unique to any person. You don't have to be, you know, mm-hmm. to me, like an artist who makes that your career. But I do think there is a place in growing as a human and in education that really art provides for people. And I think especially for kids, we need that. We have to invest in focus on that.
We'll focus on that because it helps develop the brain.
Yes.
In figuring out who they are individually so they can express who they are to the rest of the world. And that's been beautiful to watch. And that's why I continue to be here and be the director of the Art Space. Because I believe in what we're doing and giving the kids the confidence that they need to lead the world.
And being able to showcase your art in the way that the Art Space allows you to do, I mean, that's a big deal. I don't know how many artists, especially if this is something they want to pursue professionally, get the opportunity that the Norwalk Art Space provides. Right? I mean, I wouldn't imagine that's an easy thing to just be able to display your art and then affordably.
Well, you know, we have the students, but we have the resident artists who get the free studio spaces, who exhibit throughout the year. And right currently, we have the exhibition up right now of our 2025-26 resident artists. And they're thrilled with the experience of getting the teacher experience, but also the opportunity to sell and showcase their artwork and get out into the community more and more and build their resume for future exhibitions out in the community. And that's been wonderful to watch as well. And we just announced our 2026-27 resident artist, and that's on our website now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's such a unique opportunity because you also find where people want to do this professionally and they have a passion, but they do want to also give back in that industry. So it's a very, I think, a very beautiful combination where you get to have impact on young minds, but you're also being able to pursue your career as an artist. It's such a great concept.
And in Fairfield County, it's fairly expensive to live here.
Yeah, no
kidding.
And
to have a studio space is essential for a young artist, and we're giving them that extra opportunity to have a space, learn the skills of teaching. And then some of our teacher or residents have gone on to teach in the public school systems, which has been an amazing thing to watch and not expected.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So if people want, there's a lot, obviously, they can get on with the Norwalk Art Space. If you've got kids who want to get involved with programs, if you have people who maybe want to apply to be one of the artists who are able to showcase their art, be a resident there, and just honestly learn more about what you guys do and your mission, where do you suggest they go?
Well, our website is probably the best resource, which is the norwalkartspace.org. But I would just say come to the art space, come to the cafe. We have an amazing cafe. We have the Norwalk citywide exhibition that opens on May 21st. We have an exhibition opening called American Voices 250 on June 11th. And we have our major fundraiser where we're honoring Bill Tabey, who is our manager and organizer of the cafe. And that's on September 24th of this year.
That's amazing. And you've got all the calendar and everything on the website?
On the website,
and
yes.
It's all spelled out, thenorwalkartspace.org.
Yes.
You know, at home, I mess up that org, right? You know, but not today, not today. I want to thank you so much, Dubian, for what you do. And again, the Norwalk Art Space, really got to check it out. Executive Director, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Always appreciate it. So are you going to be on Diner Tour next year, too?
I hope so.
I think we do this at the end of every single one. I'm like, you coming back next year? And you always say yes. And then you do it.
Yeah, no.
It's
always lovely to seeing you and just seeing the community here in the space, because the diner's packed right now.
Yeah, right. It is. It's very packed. But I know, I can hear my mother yelling. I can hear her yelling. Well, that's a diner.
Love to have that support.
Gotta love that. Thank you so, so much. It is the Norwalk Art Space, and you can check them out online. We'll have a link on our website, voiceofct.com. And we are going to continue with stop number two of the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour right here at the Post Road Diner in Norwalk in just a few minutes.